The Trump administration says it will auction off oil leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge by the end of this year. Will that really happen, though? It's unclear. There's a big fight over this one. Here's Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin.
Alaskans have pushed to drill on the coastal plain of the refuge for decades, arguing that industry can coexist with polar bears who den there in the winter and caribou who give birth in spring. Kara Moriarty of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association says new development on the North Slope would be great for the state. She says it would bring opportunity, just as when oil began flowing from Prudhoe Bay west of the refuge in 1977.
There were young engineers and young truck drivers that built their whole careers around Prudhoe. And that's what ANWR can be, that next giant elephant field that is the foundation and security for the next 20, 30, 40 years.
But it's not clear how much oil the refuge holds or where it is exactly. And this move comes amid a global oil glut and a shift away from fossil fuels.
The jury's out. There's no guarantee oil companies are going to bid.
Ethan Manuel is with the Sierra Club and a longtime campaigner against drilling in the refuge.
BP, the original company that drilled the first well on the North Slope, they're trying to sell off all their assets on the North Slope. They've announced that they're going to dramatically reduce the amount of money they sink into new oil fields around the world.
Trump administration officials say they're confident oil companies will bid on the leases. Environmental groups expect to sue over protections for the polar bear. Candidate Joe Biden also opposes drilling in the refuge, but he'd have trouble reversing course, especially if an oil company already holds drilling rights. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin in Anchorage.